Hey, everybody, and welcome to Beyond the Sermon, where we take a concept, a verse, a thought that we wish we'd had time yesterday to talk more about, to go deeper in, but we didn't. So what we do is on Monday, we do that. And today I have with me Leshu Dornis, and Leshu is our Brazilian community lead pastor. And so Leshu, yesterday we looked at the church of Pergamum.
Yeah.
And what is it that you wish you'd have had more time to talk about yesterday?
Yes, about Pergamum. So you have a very good things there.
Yeah.
And the very bad things there, right?
That's right.
The very good is the church was persevering and a strong faith, even facing tribulations and persecution.
Right.
But the very bad thing is tolerate the immorality and idolatry.
Yeah, they put up with idolatry. Now, we talked about that some in our message yesterday about the idols that we have here in America. But, you know, I've been down to Brazil 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And you have a perspective of idolatry a little bit different because of Brazil. So
Yes. Tell
me how kind of idolatry plays out in Brazil.
Yeah. In Brazil, we have a very sad reality about the idolatry because the same religions there are strong and incentive and encourage people to have idols and the little things in the homes and the little salt and the little behaviors around the idolatry idea.
So they've actually embraced it.
Yes.
And made it a part of their religion.
And you know, in Brazil, you have some place as a idolatry kingdom. Some place. The people go there every year to idolatry.
Mm.
It's very strong in the tradition of the Sami families about the religions there. It's very challenging.
Yeah, and you know, it's a delicate subject sometimes because I know that some of the huge cathedrals that are in Europe that many people felt like the building and the stained glass was actually idolatrous, right?
Yeah.
And so we have to be very careful. So so now you're in America, and what would you say as you look at America that some of the cautions we need to have against idolatry?
Yes, when you can compare it, the reality is very different. It's the same idolatry, but it's a different subject, right? Because everything that you serve, that you worship, higher than God, is an idol for us. Right?
Yes.
And here in America, you have some different aspects, but the same idolatry. The people worship money, worship position, worship pleasure, worship power.
Yes.
That's idolatry as well.
So anything we put above God, we define as idolatry, right?
And the same people do it without having a full comprehension about that one.
Which brings perspective to Jesus' words when he said, seek first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Because anything you put ahead of the kingdom of God, that's your idol.
Yes, that's a challenge for us to asking us every day, have I any idol in my life?
Right.
I need to remove it.
Right. And you know, that's funny that you worded it that way, because my thought was, even good things like our kids can be idols, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so we want them removed. No, yeah. I'm teasing. Right?
No, remove them.
But, you know, we do. Again, if it's anything that we give higher priority than our relationship with God, then that's an idol. And sometimes it's even good things, but we make them ultimate things. And by doing that, it becomes idolatrous.
Yes. You can talk about the work.
Yes.
And even the church and the ministry.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Church busyness and all can become idolatrous.
Yes.
And really, that goes back to Ephesus, that we can be busy and never have our first love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how it becomes an idol.
Yes.
Involved in a lot of stuff.
Yes.
But really, it's not about our love for Christ.
Absolutely.
At
and,
all.
The message and challenging us to review our life and clean our life about every thought, every feeling that put God in the second place.
Yes.
No, God must be in the first place.
Yes. Thank you so much, Pastor Leshu. And And for those who watch, I just want you to know how much I appreciate this man. He brings so much to our teaching team, and we have a great time as we get together and plan these sermons out. Don't want to miss next week as we continue this sermon, Dead or Alive, because we're looking at churches and looking at our church and saying, are there areas where we're either dead or we're alive? And letting these seven churches guide us.
Yes.
Hope to see you this weekend, either in person or online.
Amen.